Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said many people run out of ideas long before they run out of words. We're happy for the privilege of Bible study today, and we welcome you to Bible Meditations. We're talking this week about understanding the will of the Lord and what does the Bible say in regard to the subject of the church. The Lord said he was going to build his church in Matthew 16 and verse 18, and so we were talking about the origin of the church and the importance of understanding that. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it, the psalmist David said in Psalms 127 and verse 1. We have noted the fact that God in eternity planned the church. He gave to prophets in time gone by the ability to speak concerning this church that was to come. All direction then is given during this period of time in a forward manner because it had not yet come. However, when we come to the second chapter of the book of Acts, we find the direction changing. Instead of the church being something future, with Acts 2, the church is something already in existence. We were looking at prophecies and how they predicted the coming of the church when our time ran out yesterday. We'd like to return now to a passage in Mark 9 and verse 1. Jesus made this observation. There be some here who shall not taste of death until they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. I'd like for you to think about that for a minute. When somebody says the Lord's going to come and set up his kingdom, do you know what that would mean about the age of some people? Jesus said, some of you are not going to die until you see the kingdom come. Now, if those people were alive when Jesus said that, and the kingdom has not yet come, there are people who are telling us that all the time. The kingdom hasn't come yet. Well, if that's the case, then there are some people around about 2,000 years old. How many of your neighbors are 2,000 years old? In fact, do you have any neighbors that are 1,000 years old? I don't know of anybody who exists that long here upon the earth. But if Jesus was pointing out very clearly the time of the coming of his church, he said, some of you are not going to die until you've seen the kingdom come. That means to me the kingdom must have been very near when he made that observation. In fact, isn't that what he preached? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's something close. It's something nearby. And the kingdom is going to come into existence shortly. Jesus had promised, I'll give to thee the keys of the kingdom. And he used the term kingdom interchangeably with the term church. So they're both the same thing. But notice, they were to come during the lifetime of those people. That fits perfectly, doesn't it, with what the Bible says about the second chapter of the book of Acts being the time that the kingdom came into existence. Now look at Acts 2 and read the context. Look at what is said as people are convinced that they have killed the Son of God. Acts 2 verse 36, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that this same Jesus, whom you have crucified, God hath made both Lord and Christ. Now, think of how that would convict a person who had part in the death of Christ. You've killed the Son of God. You've put to death the one who is the Savior of the world. Certainly, they would ask, men and brethren, what shall we do? Is there something we can do about what we have done to the Son of God? Well, of course, the answer was, in verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you, unto your children, and to all them that are afar off. Look at the comprehensive nature of this instruction. Repent and be baptized, just you Jews? No. Your Jews and those who are your children and those who are Gentiles or those who are afar off. Isn't that what the Bible had earlier said? All nations shall flow unto it. Now Peter tells Jews and Gentiles alike that they need to obey the gospel. Now look at what happens in verse 47. These people are convinced of sin. They want to know what to do about their sin, and the answer is given. The Bible says, they that gladly received the word were baptized. And the same day there was added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now put that in the context of verse 47. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Did the church exist? How would you add something to something if it didn't exist to begin with? That would be foolish, wouldn't it? But if the church existed and was in existence in the second chapter of the book of Acts, then the Lord could add day by day people to the church, couldn't he? You see, the church then is no longer spoken of as being something in the future. Now it's spoken of as something that does exist and something that people were at that time being added unto. When Paul writes to the church at Colossae, Colossians 1 and verse 13, he says they had been delivered, that is, those who are members of the church, delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Notice, they were in the kingdom. Could you get into something that doesn't exist? Why would somebody today argue, well, the church hasn't come yet, the kingdom hasn't come yet, when the Bible clearly says the kingdom has already come and people are already a part of it? They're already being added to it. So the church at Colossae, they are already in the kingdom or the church. And very clearly the passage indicates the fact that they are in God's kingdom or God's church. So the church then did exist. Look at another passage in Revelation 1 and verse 9. John says, I am your brother and companion in the kingdom. Once again, if the kingdom didn't exist, how could he be a companion in the kingdom? Well, the fact is that the second chapter of the book of Acts is the time that instead of looking now to the coming of the church, we turn in another direction. The church has already come, and people are a part of it. People are being added unto it. And so the church did exist at that time. It still exists in our world today. You see, the Bible says about the church that Jesus built it exactly as he promised that he would. It's been a pleasure to study with you today about the Word of God. I hope that you'll be listening again tomorrow. And let me remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.